Hello, and welcome to An Englishman in the Balkans. I'm David Bailey, and over the past nearly 12 years, this podcast has taken on many forms, from interviews and audio diaries to cultural snapshots and expat reflections. You might notice some different podcast names mentioned along the way, but it's all part of the same journey, one that explores life, people, and stories from this fascinating region I now call home. If you're enjoying the listen, I'd love it if you left a quick review or rating wherever you get your podcasts. It really helps others discover the show. And if something in the episode sparks your interest or curiosity, why not drop me a message? I always enjoy hearing from listeners. I always reply.
I'm back in my home country today, the United Kingdom. I'm a born Londoner. I'm not too far from where I was born in West Kensington. And for somebody that's been interested in radio for many, many years, I'm in the hallowed grounds of the BBC. And not only that, it's BBC Radio 3. And tonight has been the launch of the 2013 World Roots Academy. And it's a very, very special academy because it takes one person for a year who is called the protege and put with a mentor, an expert in a particular musical field or particular musical genre. And this year's genre, none of us were told when we went into the BBC Radio Theatre what it could be. And I actually thought it was going to be something from a Nordic country, but it isn't. So before we tell you who we're talking to, what country is going to be focused on for the next 12 months?
This year they're going to be focusing on Azerbaijan.
And your name is?
Fidan Hajieva.
Now, Fidan, you were born in Azerbaijan, yeah, but you've grown up in London. So first thing, which I think we need to ask you, is how do you find being a person from Azerbaijan living in such a diverse city as London?
I find it okay because I was raised here, I feel like a Londoner myself. Even though I should know about my culture and stuff, I do, but I just see myself as a Londoner more than an Azeri person.
Well, I was sat in the higher part, if I can put that, of the theatre tonight. And in front of me, I think, were a lot of your family. And they certainly were supporting you in a way that I would imagine an Azeri would be. So there must be quite a lot of culture in your family at home.
Oh, wow, there's a lot of culture in my home because we don't speak English in my home except for me and my brother, and that's rarely, because my parents feel that we should speak our own mother tongue in the house. And if I can say, like, only me and my brother, we feel like we're Londoners, but our family, they think they are Azeris. They don't see themselves as Londoners, but I do, so yeah.
How difficult is it to sort of like balance both your cultural life? Because when you're out, when you're going to school, when you're going to college, when you're, you know, going out shopping, it's one side of the world. And then when you go home, it's another. How difficult is that for you?
Because I'm so used to it, it's not difficult for me at all. I can just change to my other language in like seconds. That's how easy it is for me. And plus when I go to my school, because there's so many Turkish people and my culture is close to Turkish culture, so that's why I don't find it hard and I'm very used to it.
Now, you've chosen a particular, you're very interested in a particular style of singing from Azerbaijan. Can you tell me a little bit more about that?
Well, the style of singing I chose was Muğam. Muğam is not, like, easy to learn. And they said I have potential in me, like, I can sing it. But other students from Azerbaijan, they can't do it. They take years to learn it. And I just performed one there. So they think I can, you know, go forward with this. Yeah.
What stimulated you to take that up? I mean, you must have been listening to music, or I don't know, watch music from Azeri films or whatever. What made you want to do this? Because I've seen you sing and I've heard you sing, sorry, tonight, and your mentor, and it seems like it's not an easy style of singing.
It's not an easy style of singing, but it was my father who got me into this, because my father loves Azeri culture's music and he always listens to it and he plays instruments as well. So from young age, he would make me listen to these kind of types of songs and music so I know my own culture's music. Because in my normal life, I listen to English music a lot. When I go home, it changes. I have to listen to my own culture's music at home.
How did you find out about this academy to get involved, to give it a shot?
Well, my mentor is my father's friend, family friend, and he approached my father asking if my dad knows anyone in London who can sing in Azeri. And my dad said that my daughter does, so that's how I got introduced to him, and then that's how I got introduced into this project.
I know very, very little about Azerbaijan. I know quite a lot about the Balkans where I live, but I know very, very little about where you come from. But where I live, there are certain styles of cultural music that are the specific domain of males, and there are other styles of music that are the specific domain of females. And yet tonight, you were singing alongside a male. Is it a unisex sort of style of singing, or do you have separate for male and female?
We do have separate for male and female, but the ones we performed were unisex. Like, both male and female can sing it.
There must be a huge repertoire. I mean, your mentor was singing at least three different styles of poetry or song or whatever. It must be very difficult. How are you going to learn all these? I mean, you've got a year. That's going to be a real, real challenge, right?
Yeah, it's very hard. But how I learned all this was over Skype. Me and him would do Skype lessons.
Over Skype?
Yeah. Me and him would do Skype lessons every night, and he would teach me, like, every night. So, yeah.
So you're telling me you're in London, and he's in Baku.
Yep.
You've got Skype.
Yep.
And he's training you to sing using Skype.
Yep.
That's sort of like a bit wacky, right?
Yeah, obviously, but we have no other choice because I can't go there, he can't come here. Obviously, I'm going to go there in April and May, but that's a long time away, so I need to learn here. And we've got no other way, so Skype is our only choice right now.
Now, as somebody that knows, was only introduced to your style of music tonight, I found that you were very powerful and you knew exactly what you were doing, and it was absolutely brilliant, and I tell you, you were phenomenal. What is your mentor going to bring to you that you don't already know?
My mentor, he's going to teach me more Moga music that I don't know about. Like, I've never heard about them. And he said when I go to Azerbaijan, they're going to take me to Moga lessons, and I'm going to watch other kids learning it, and then I'm going to learn it with them as well. So that's what he told me.
And I trust that your language skills, you are a native speaker. Do you have a London accent when you speak Azeri?
Yeah, I do have an accent. Like, my accent switches on when I go to my own language.
What are you looking forward to most of all for the next year?
Well, what I'm looking forward to is, like, learning how to perform. And because I'm a very shy person, I don't want to be shy anymore. That's one of my main things. And I want to learn more about my country, even though I know enough, but I want to, like, take an extra step and learn more.
Well, I'm hoping that we're going to catch up with you at the end, that this time next year we can speak to you and see what your experiences have been. But as a young Azeri living in London, and there are other cultures in London, what would you say to other people from cultural and ethnic minorities in London, would they have the same chance as you, and what would they have to do if they wanted to take the same chance that you've taken?
Well, if they wanted to take the same chance as me, they would have to learn about their culture, because I've met so many people from other countries who don't know nothing about their culture. They just act like an English person when they're not English.
Firan Hajieva, did I pronounce that right?
Yes, you did.
Thank you very much indeed.
So that's it for this one. Thanks for keeping me company. If you enjoyed the episode, maybe share it with a friend who might like it too. And if you've got thoughts, questions, or just want to say hello, you can always reach out. Also, if you'd like to support the podcast and help me keep telling these stories, you can drop a little tip via Buy Me a Coffee. The link is in the show notes. Even a euro or two makes a big difference. So that's it then. Take care, and I'll catch you in the next episode.